Yeah, well, the residents were there, and I told them I was going up to speak to the Irish Water workers or the contractors that are on site. And as everybody's advised to do is to record everything that is said and done, because that is your evidence. And the interview that I did with them, the questions that I asked and the interaction I got from the workers was just, it was just unbelievable that they could not speak up for themselves. I mean, to me, it just sounded like they were so incompetent, so misinformed, or maybe deliberately misinformed, just to carry on and put in these meters in spite of the residents being there.
You're a builder yourself, but can you not understand that these are just men trying to do a job?
Yeah, that's fine. They are trying to do a job, but when they tendered for this work, health and safety regulations apply, and in every tender you must build in a cost towards the health and safety element of every project. Now, every council, every client asks for this and demands it. So there is no excuse for breaching health and safety. Health and safety is priority, not just for the workers, but also for the residents and the pedestrians, the traffic, everybody concerned. Safety is first, no matter what.
And you make a point in this video when you're questioning these engineers, these workmen, that they should be telling residents when they're coming round to the estates to install the water meters, and you still stand by that?
Absolutely. I've made the example that, you know, if somebody was actually using a shower within one of these properties, that if the water is cut off, the chance of somebody being scalded is significantly high. And when somebody gets scalded, they're scarred for life, and that's it. I mean, I can go on to say that even for somebody using dishwashers and washing machines that are directly connected to the main supply coming into the property, that if they suddenly turn off the water and these machines are deprived of water, I mean, and they break down afterwards or develop a fault, I mean, your warranty for these items will not apply. Just simple things like this. Also, the fact that they're disturbing the water network. This means that they're disturbing the pipes, and this causes the brownness in the water, the discoloration. And the fact that they actually cut through the pipes, there's also the risk of contamination, because these guys had no hand washing facilities. They weren't using gloves. They were just butchering the pipes and making a connection, and contamination can be picked up from the groundwater. It's okay, you might think it's not a huge risk, but it's there, and they should have a method statement on how they carry out this work safely so that nobody gets poisoned, and the contents of a person's property is protected, and the actual person themselves does not get injured in the property.
Suppose a reaction to this video that you're in that's went viral, nearly 400,000 people have watched it. Are you surprised by the many people who have watched it?
I'm very surprised at how the actual interview went. I couldn't believe that I got so many points across, and I got absolutely no answers. The fact that it has now gone viral, it is absolutely brilliant that everybody is now getting educated on the scam that is this Irish Water and this water metering process. It's absolutely scandalous. They're pulling out meters that were installed 10, 12, 13 years ago that were never actually used, and discarding these, replacing it with a new meter casing that doesn't make any difference to the water system, to the water quality, to the lead pipes that exist, to the asbestos pipes that exist. They're just wasting money putting in these casings. It's an absolute disgrace.